The key is still warm in your palm. You are standing on the sidewalk, and the door behind you has clicked shut for the last time. The silence inside that apartment is no longer yours to keep. The silence out here is different. It is vast. It is terrifying. And it is holy. Do not try to steady your hands yet. Do not try to make sense of the trembling. You have just walked out of a prison you were told was a home. You have stepped out of a deep sleep that lasted for years. There is an ancient story about a light that enters a place of forgetting. It does not come with a shout. It comes into the chains. It speaks to the one who has forgotten their own name. And the first thing that happens is not joy. It is weeping. Bitter, shaking tears. Because to wake up is to feel the weight of the chains for the first time. To realize how long you have been asleep. You are weeping now because you are waking up. The grief you feel is the proof that you are alive again. But listen closely. In the middle of those tears, a voice asks a question. Not a command. A question. Who is calling your name? From where has this hope come while you are still standing in the wreckage? That hope did not come from your own strength. You did not manufacture this courage. It came because the light found you in the dark. It entered your prison. It saw you not as the worthless thing you were told you were, but as the beloved child you have always been. Choosing yourself today was not an act of selfishness. It was the most holy thing you have ever done. You looked at the lies you were fed, that you were nothing, that you deserved the pain, that you should stay, and you said no. You chose the light inside you over the darkness outside you. The world told you that you were not worth choosing. Today, you proved them wrong. You chose yourself. And in doing so, you aligned with the very heart of God who has been chasing you since before you took your first breath. The door is closed. The old life is behind you. The air out here is cold, but it is real. You are free. And the light that woke you is not going anywhere. It is sitting right here in the silence with you, waiting for your tears to slow, waiting for you to realize that you are no longer alone in the dark.